This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Good evening. Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom. Give people light, and they will find the way. Give people light. Those are words for our time. The current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long. Too much anger, too much fear, too much division. Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness. It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. And make no mistake, united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America. We'll choose hope over fear, facts over fiction, fairness over privilege. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America. But while I'll be a Democratic...
He had to fully focus for that 30 seconds to be able to say that. You can hear him really laboring, having big, big problems. I want to get into the real economic war and the real economic collapse coming up next segment. Because admitting it's happening will stop it, and the people who engineered it will end up paying for what they've done, so they won't use it to get more control and more power over us. That's coming up next segment. But first, let me bring up something here that I owe the listeners. I didn't tell Millie Weaver yesterday that I was no longer going to work with her after working with her for 8 years because of the film Shadowgate. It was when the Shadowgate film got released, I didn't know what was in it. And then someone they sent over here to the office was saying things that I knew were patently not true. And when we brought up the things weren't true, what they said on air about Roger Stone working with General Jones and all this stuff, I tried to respond to them and they just acted like I was crazy. So then I saw the internet researching the people they're involved in. And I was so blown away by it that I was like, this is so bad that if I talk about this, the media is going to attack me for it. But if I don't talk about it, I'm covering something up, and so I'm going to talk about it. That's how I work. I don't know what Millie's into. I want to think she's a good person, but the people she's involved with are some serious people. I'll leave it at that. They've been like sending us Punisher images on Twitter, like that threatens us, like when people threaten us, we get scared or whatever. You know what the Punisher does? Okay, great. So I'll probably go further now because of that, because you did that. That's a rule I have. But if you go to band.video, I'm not going to cover this ever again. I'm not going to respond to it. The full Shadowgate film now has a write-up that I wrote this morning and then links to what Caitlin Bennett put out separately from her own research that we found, and best of our own belief, is accurate about the people that are involved. So we're not decoupling because of her getting arrested for reportedly a scuff-up and a broken phone with her mom. And it's not because of the film Shadowgate. It's because once the film came out, people are like, do you know who these people are? And then separately, they were attacking us at the same time. So I went and looked, and I had it checked by experts, and it was just like, are you kidding me? But this is what attaches itself to Q. This is what attaches itself to anybody that's successful. Millie is successful. She did well. We gave her total freedom, and I'm done. In fact, on Monday, I'm going to take the Shadowgate film down and her channel because it's my site. It's my operation, and I choose to not be associated with it. And not even because of the film. I just saw them making statements about, oh, he didn't fund our film. It's our film. So they're acting like they don't want it there. You got it. It'll be off the site Monday. People that want it can go see it. You can download it. They asked me today to take it down. I'll take it down right now, too. So I'm done. I'll never talk about Millie Weaver again. And I'm just saying I don't believe a word comes out of any of their mouths. And that's it. I mean, you couldn't write the script for this stuff. And I'm just, all I have is the truth, so I've done it here. So bon voyage, Millie. Have fun with those folks you're working with. I'm sure they'll treat you real good.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. And I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
To be remote. Citigroup, JP Morgan, Google, Twitter, Facebook, they want employees to be remote for maybe years or permanently. This completely damages not only the economic ecosystem of New York City, the restaurants, transportation, office buildings, commercial real estate, but what happens to the tax base when all of your workers can now live anywhere they want in the country, not even the suburbs. They're going to go to all of the cities like Nashville, Miami, Austin, Denver. They're leaving the city because they can work in places that have a cheaper cost of living, lower tax basis. And what happens to the tax revenues of New York just at the same time that deficits are soaring? So all of these numbers and, you know, apocalyptic, you know, statistics that you were just quoting, what's going to reverse that? It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think it's very sad, James. I mean, look, I've lived in the New York area for 40 years. I love this city. It is a truly great city. I've lived in London. I've lived in all over the world in great cities. And this is a great city. And it grieves me to hear you say it's dead forever. Is there no hope at all? I mean, sure, it can come back a little bit, can't it? It just won't be like it was.
Well, look, I was born here. I've lived here for my whole adult life, and I have 5 kids in New York City. But yes, I don't think we're going to see a return to the old New York.
New York City's dead, and it's not coming back. America's dead, and it's not coming back. Unless you totally break with the New World Order, then everything will make sense. If you just research what I've told you, you won't be listening to me. You'll be reading the Rockefeller Foundation Lockstep Program. You'll be reading Agenda 21. And you'll look out your window, or you'll go to work, or you'll drive down the street, or you'll go to the store, and you will see it. You won't be listening to Alex Jones. You won't be listening to some leftist tell you there's KKK members around every corner. They don't exist in most areas. You'll be seeing it for yourself. It's like somebody telling you, hey, they got really good hamburgers over at that place. And you go there and it's a delicious hamburger. You heard it, but you had the hamburger. Or it's like the doctor telling you, yeah, you see that scan, you got a big brain tumor, you'll probably be dead in about 3 months. And you know what? A couple months later, you're sitting there dying, and you're like, wow, that was true. You know, I don't sit up here and tell you all this because I want to scare you or because I think this is fun. I got into reading 37 years ago or so. I got into history books when I was about 9 years old. Because I love science fiction, I love comic books, and then I picked up history books. Color, Time Life books, that my dad got for me. And then he never bought me anything. I got like two pairs of shoes a year. And, you know, they wanted me to be frugal, and I had to get a job when I was like 11. But, man, if I wanted books, they got them for me. It was just I had like 15, 20 color encyclopedias by the time I was about 10. And it was so incredible hearing about this siege and the Chinese or the Greeks or the Russians or the British Navy. Or I got a whole series when I was about 11 on the occult. Time Life books, like 10 volumes. And I was reading about the whole history of the occult. It was pretty accurate, too, today, you know, to be an expert on it. And if you go to college and try to get an education on something today, you don't get an education on anything. It's all an education how to fight with each other and how different ideas are weird and how you can only have this school of thought. You're being taught to be a slave. I got a classical education because my parents would buy me any book I wanted. And I told you the story where my mom dropped me off at the mall when I was like 13. And I walk in and went back to them. They had little bookstores. And I said, where's your history section? Because I couldn't find it. It turned out it was in a World at War section. And I bought Mein Kampf, a big orange covered thing with Hitler on the front. And I walk over to the woman and I hand it to her. It was a big paperback cover. But it was a big orange Mein Kampf, My Struggle. And I handed it to her. And she got all scared. She was a white lady. But she goes, I go, what's wrong? She goes, you're not a Nazi, are you? And I remember, it's not wit. It's just that common sense of a young person that's informed. And I said, you're the one selling it, lady. What do you think? And then I realized I was handsome. I had blonde hair. I had blue eyes. I was wearing a white tucked-in shirt. I was wearing blue jeans and tennis shoes. And because I was a good-looking white guy buying Mein Kampf, you can't really blame her thinking I was a Nazi. But again, people think reading and being informed is weird. I mean, that book was unreadable socialist dribble. Bitching about the Versailles Treaty. And it was designed to get the German aristocracy of the day to get in bed with Hitler. And it worked. But it was not a good book. And again, once you've read Hitler, you want to read Marx and Engels and Julius Caesar and Sun Tzu and everybody else. But you know, I haven't read a book on geopolitics in years. I read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and I hundreds and hundreds a year. I used to stay up till 2-3 in the morning most nights because I had to read this book. I had to read this book. I have to read every page of Carol Quigley's Strategy and Hope, all 1,120 something pages. And it was just, you know what it is? You don't get knowledge from them. You get how diseased it is. And how twisted it is, and how it's a bunch of sophistic garbage to placate the establishment, to act intellectual. So robber barons whose granddaddy stole the money read it and can't understand it. And so they then think, oh, this guy should be put in charge because what they've created doesn't make sense. And see, that's how I learned the insanity of these people. And now you see the super extreme production of that. I mean, I'd read some captain's report from a battle in the Nile with Napoleon. It made total sense. Eloquent, well-written. You'd cross-reference. It was all accurate. Everything was about truth back then. Because if you lied once, someone never, people kill you. They want truth. You're dead, you lie. Death to liars. And you read the modern stuff, none of it makes any sense because it's not meant to be truthful. It's all just deception. And you look at Biden unable to talk and Big Mike unable to talk and all of it. You know, what's wrong with them? Why do they suck so bad? Because they don't want to feed you real, intellectual, interesting oratory. They don't want you to have a pro-human idea. They want you to sign on to something totally devoid of reality and empty as hell. Because if you eat that, it's just like eating some Monsanto McDonald's hamburger. It's going to give you pancreatic cancer faster than you can say, kiss my ass. And this stuff gives you cancer of the soul. None of it's real. None of it's bona fide. None of it delivers. You read Plato's Republic, that's how the whole world works. Every bit of it makes sense, but from an evil perspective. You read Socrates, it all makes sense, even if you don't agree with it all. You read Adolf Hitler or Xi Jinping, it looks like a bunch of donkey turds on the ground. Because it's crap. It's lies. It's garbage. It's not real. It's fraud. It's mental illness. It doesn't deliver. You read the Declaration of Independence? Eloquence. You read the Bill of Rights? Eloquence. You read our Founding Fathers? Eloquence, because they respected you. They talked to you like a man or like a woman. And they expected by their knowledge to be so high to raise you up because they were so confident they were not scared to give you the fire of Prometheus. And I'm not scared either because I will rise with you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Some of this. All right. All right. Scanning the scene of the city tonight. Welcome to the Civil War. Shot at by the British, they said, listen, hold your fire, make them shoot first, but if they came for a war, they're gonna get one. Seek air, search and destroy. All right, that's enough. Seek and destroy. Sorry, I'm some flashbacks being about 10 years old. Listen to that. That's some good stuff. You had to stay up till midnight to hear that when I was about 10. My parents would be asleep, go down, get the radio on, plug in the headphones, put that on. Sorry. Let's get serious. The fantastical nature of the cult-like brainwashing going on, the archetypally ridiculousness of it, is mind-blowing. I mean, to chronicle it is just dizzying. All of society being fed into the boa constrictor mouth, the maw, the gaping stink. Total social credit scores, total tracking, none of it to do with safety, all of it in their own words for power and control. Day one, globalist businesses stay open, all years closed. Just a savage siege, an absolutely barbarous guerrilla attack on all that is decent. Humanity should mobilize and say no to this from its very foundation. But look at these articles. And then this is in the BBC. Because I know you know InfoWars doesn't lie to you, at least consciously. You make mistakes sometimes, very rarely. God, I wish we were wrong about all of it. Believe me. Paul Joseph posted an article on this. They got signs up that say, look away from people. And psychologists are coming out saying, okay, this is mind control. This is shaming. This is total 1984. You know the master of fraud. You know COVID's overblown fraud. You know they're lying about the death numbers. You know they said 25 times more would die. I mean, you know all that. I mean, you know it. But now, in the UK, in Airstrip 1 in 1984, look away when passing other people. It's always more, 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 more. Now the mask has to be the proper mask. Now you can't leave your house with a mask. Now you're locked down for 8 weeks in Australia. It's all a test. And now they're going to come and take your kids to make sure they're not sick. No, it's about kids being taken from adults. If you'll let them come take your children, you'll do anything. I could have done the whole 4 hours on that and taken calls the whole time. I mean, a good talk show that just wanted to not even have a producer. It's just one article, 4 hours, hundreds of calls, incredible information. What's happening to you in your town? How it's being implemented? This is already in the U.S. as well. It's all U.N. run. Comes down from the U.N. The U.N. takes a crap up on the top of the hill, and it rolls down right into our mouth. Oh, here it is. Delta Bands, Navy SEAL, credited with killing Bin Laden for posting picture of himself mask free. He goes on to say it's mind control, it's a fraud, it's about, and they said he's banned. American Airlines dropping service 15 cities. Chicago mayor bans protests, but only on her own block. You cannot make it up. She is on TV, there's videos of this, saying, I am important. She even said, I can get haircuts, you can. She said, I'm the mayor. Imagine the soulless thing. I'm important. I get a haircut, you don't. I mean, I can play the clip. I've already played it 10 times. I'm going to play it again. I'm important. I get a haircut. If I catch you getting one, you're fired. What about everybody losing their job? Oh, she goes, go get the government program. All the regular folks can't get it. I have lawyers involved. And people are like, hey, you don't want to do this deal. I said, just see if we can get it. I had lawyers and accountants involved. We couldn't get the bailout. No one did. Everybody I talked to that was an auto parts salesman or a mechanic or a farmer or a teacher that was or mainly the groups I was talking to was waitresses and people and bartenders. They just know. I went to a hotel like, how long have you been laid off? Oh, 6 weeks. Do you get money? No, there's no money. I tried to go on the computer. It would never load. Yeah, of course it would never load. Because you weren't given the right code as an insider to get the money. And it came out like select groups were given preferential treatment. Welcome to standing in line in Russia, man. It don't work. So the Chicago mayor bans protests at her block, but says Black Lives Matter is good. Can't make it up. JetBlue doubles down on kicking family off planes because 2-year-old wasn't wearing a mask. Smothering your children, torturing them, training you to abuse your children to submit to the corporates. There's nothing. But again, Lightfoot says she has a right to make sure their house is secure, but you can't have police, you can't have guns, and you can't protest at her house, but you can protest anywhere else. And it goes on and on and on. Belgium doctors urge families to wear masks at home as Belgians tire of COVID rules. Every time you go, take it off, they go, oh, you got to wear it when you have sex. Like, hey, I'm not going to wear this going down the street. You need to wear it when you have sex. They just clamp down. That's psychology. When you say no and you expand, they contract down to nothing. It's like in a lawsuit. They go, we want $100 million. You don't have $5 million. But they say that so a million doesn't sound so big. Give us $100 million. And you're like, I don't even have a million. Okay, well, we'll take the million. I said I don't have a million. But see how the psychology works? Oh, I'm really sick of this. The scientists admit it's a hoax. I want this off of me. And they go, oh, no, I'm sorry. We want everything. It's all psychology. You're like, well, how do we beat psychologists and psychiatrists in the media? You don't believe a damn word they say. That's how. And I even catch myself sometimes. Like, yeah, Hannity's going to get fired. He attacked the president. He's an enemy. And I go look it up. It's not even true. And it's like, why did I even believe that from Brian Stelter? It's like, I know he's a liar. I don't want to use a gross analogy, but let's say you had a donkey's ass. And they go, oh, cherry pie comes out of the back of this. And you just keep seeing crap coming out of it. You wait for months for the cherry pie to come out. Cherry pie don't come out that ass. Key lime pie, none of it. It may look like chocolate pie, but it isn't. Yeah. Stop expecting that out of CNN. It cracks.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover.
So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This time for Sutter.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation.
777!
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, then you need only look into a mirror.
I know why you did it.
I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to cover. corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Marina Abramovic is a superstar with every weird, twisted Hollywood, D.C. or New York lowlife.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and curiosity. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
Maxwell participated with and assisted Epstein in maintaining and protecting his sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately three girls a day were made available to him.
Human smuggling. People think of that as an ancient art. There are more human smugglers right now, traffickers they call them, than at any time in the history of our world.
Trump has signed executive orders to expand introduction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it. And they're having huge busts of small children kidnapped.
Operation Cross Country led to the arrest of 120 human traffickers. One of the victims was just 3 months old.
124 arrests.
339 criminal arrests were made across the state.
84 underage boys and girls forced into prostitution.
Sarasota deputies have announced the arrest of 25 people accused of traveling to have sex with a child.
Tonight, more than half a dozen accused child sexual predators are off the street.
One trafficker was arrested after making a deal with an undercover agent to sell a three-month-old girl and her five-year-old sister for sex.
Human sex trafficking of juveniles.
I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government that we can do in order to solve this horrific problem.
The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face. Well, Deanna Lorraine is here with us in studio. We'll do a little bit in the next hour, and then the great Dr. Nick Bagish, talk about somebody that's a trailblazer like David Icke. He's been around as long or longer than David Icke. Kind of that first wave of awakening. He's going to be hosting much of the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. Well, Deanna, I had a lot of fun with you on Air yesterday covering serious issues and last night. Going out to the
Absolutely.
Lake and checking stuff out with the crew.
Yeah.
Beautiful sunset.
Gorgeous sunset. Gorgeous. I love Austin. It's too bad what's happening right now with everything going on. It's just crazy that everything.
You notice there were no boats out there.
Yes. And that's abnormal, right? I would
Very
imagine
abnormal.
That's abnormal. But, you know, everything, what they have to do is systematically strip us from our joy with everything in life right now. And it's monotony. Have you noticed? Everything's the same food right now. Everything is the same kind of environment right now. You can't go to a bar. You
all
can't
the menus,
go singing.
It's all liberal.
Yes.
All the menus are smaller.
Yes.
And they're all in on it. They all admit it's about...
Yeah. Well, yeah, they don't even have menus for most places, actually. You have to do it with your phone, right?
Well, exactly. They're getting rid of paper.
Yeah.
Because they want to
yes.
be able to alter things in real time.
Right. And I notice here they're trying to get rid of cash. They're trying to get rid of coins. In Texas, it's big. Not so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The UN admits they want to get rid of cash. This is all a rollout.
Right.
People always ask, why do you still print articles? Well, we used to because it took time to load an article when I was on it 27 years ago. But now, especially, they change them. So we actually print everything we look at.
Right. And you have to see it. When you're doing the news, when you're doing a show, you kind of want to see everything laid out right this. But they're trying to get rid of paper, everything. And they're systematically stripping us from our joy because you can't, at this point in America, you can't really escape. I went to Florida a couple of weeks ago just to try to escape from the communist California gruesome, Newsom conditions, which is just crazy. I mean, it's very oppressive. And then I go to Florida, but it's really the exact same thing. You know, they issue a statewide 8 p.m. curfew or, a couple areas. They say it's 8 p.m. curfew or 10 p.m. curfew. And it's the same thing. The social distancing signs are everywhere flashing. The mandatory masks are everywhere.
you have to go and do the
we'll
same
have a
thing.
National so mandate.
It's kind of entrapping you in this mental misery, don't you think? But it's everywhere. They want you to not escape. So even the strongest, most emotionally strong person really can't escape from this kind of torture. And they want you to be like that. They break it down.
You get to see all the sheep who get off on it. This morning I got up about 4 a.m. Mm. I went and about 6:30 did a hike. And literally, the first few times it happened, I thought, okay, I'm being paranoid. These guys would be jogging on these paths that were like 15 feet wide, 10 feet wide. They jog towards me when they're wearing a mask. Like, they're kind of aggressive.
Right.
And because they would like always adjust it when they ran by me. It's the same weird neurotic ticks.
Yes, exactly. They're turning them into these OCD, super neurotic people that are becoming like our Nazis, right? They're the ones shaming us into submission. They're the ones trying to shame us and scream at us when we're not following the rules.
Have you heard the new thing? In the UK, they have signs up saying, turn your head when you walk by someone.
That is nuts.
This is all just psychologists and psychiatrists testing what mind control they can engage in.
Right, right, exactly. And it's all conditioning because in 6 months earlier, we never would have imagined we'd be in this situation where there's something, we never heard the term.
Slow down there. Imagine a year ago if we told you colleges are saying you can't leave for the semester. We're tracking you by phone app.
Mm-mm.
Social distancing, Chinese social credit score, turn your head. There's always more.
Right. There's always more. And that's the thing. You can never let them take an inch because once they let you take an inch, they're going to take 10 miles, run with it and run with it. We understand the slippery slope because it's true.
Well, we've gone off it. We were off the slope. We're like falling now.
We're off the cliff right now. But this is what they do. You know, they try to just siphon off our joy, siphon off our freedom more and more until there is nothing left. There's no joy. There's no left. But, you know, up until about 6 months ago, before we heard of coronavirus, there were study after study that proved it was common knowledge that social isolation is, hey, shocker, it's a bad thing. Right? Social isolation can create misery, can create suicidal tendencies, psychological distress. It's always been that case. Why do you think they put people in solitary confinement? Right? And now all of a sudden the coronavirus appears, and now all of a sudden nobody talks about the fact that social isolation has been known to be a very negative thing for people.
Now, this is all mind control training to make sure you stay where you are, you follow the orders, and then now once you follow those orders, more orders. More orders. What's going to happen? Because I already have seen the text messages of the lieutenant governor of Hawaii. They plan next year to start. No vaccine, can't leave your house.
And
Australia has already announced it. So it's not coming. It's here. What's the awakening going to look like there?
The awakening? I don't know. I mean, people have to wake up. But that's why you and I, we sound the alarm every single day, because there's just no, you can't be silent anymore. We cannot be silent. We have no room, no time to be silent. We have to fight this. And we're at the front lines of this war, and everyone's just kind of sitting back and letting this happen. But once they do this, they're not going to just suddenly roll back. They're not going to suddenly say, oh, we're going to stop reinforcing mandatory vaccines. I mean, it's coming. It's just like when they said, you know, we're going to start removing children from the home and putting them into quarantine who are testing positive. Oh, guess what? We realized that when you're in your home, you actually are more likely to catch coronavirus than when you're out in public.
And now the UN has started in Australia. You're absolutely right.
Right, exactly.
Beyond all the rain, stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They're all Satanists.
John Lorraine, you're here. You wanted to get into something really important. You're absolutely right. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 2030. All of this is their stated plan.
Yeah.
What's crazy is it's all admitted. Lay it out for them.
It's all right there. So Agenda 2030 is just another term for the Fourth Industrial Revolution by the World Economic Forum. And if you go to the World Economic Forum's website right now, you can see them promoting what's called the Great Global Economic Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. It's right there on the homepage. And the fourth, you know, the World Economic Forum is supposed to be a reputable global organization, right? Where we're supposed to entrust with our economic concepts and themes.
The AI will
run
everything. It's nonpartisan.
And they're talking about, okay, we're going to replace human workers with AI and robots. Boom, it's right there. It talks about we're going to have a digital currency that's
going to... And they say, well, then phase out humans.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you're phasing me out of that? Cool.
but they couch it in this propaganda, in this fluffy language. We're like, oh, we're going to replace you with AI. And we're going to put a chip inside you that's going to vaccinate you. And that's going to have birth control that's going to be, charged by a remote control that someone else, I guess, Bill Gates...
And then we talk about it and they go, oh, that doesn't exist, yes, when it does.
It's right there. Exactly. I mean, if they trust Planned Parenthood... then they should, they obviously trust World Economic Forum. But it's right there. And the problem that I have with these sheeple is that they're so dumb. And look, even Republicans, there's a lot of Republicans that don't really know this stuff as much as I try to sound the alarm. And I'm like, I feel like I'm screaming underwater to deaf people. But it's like, as much as you shout out, a lot of people just still think it's a conspiracy theory.
But that's the key. Right, if people just go look it up and see it's real.
Yeah.
As they're doing right now on TV.
To the end of you.
Because we can show when they push it as good. We say no, they say it doesn't exist. It's a game they play.
It's a game.
As long as you bypass that, remember what they actually said, people will reject this.
Yes, they will, exactly. And they're so good at it. They've been doing it for decades now. They've been training us to think of things as conspiracy theorists, theories that are so wacky like this. And because they make movies about it, they see that that desensitizes us to it. So we're like, oh, that's just a sci-fi movie. You know, that's crazy. But they're rolling this out right now, step by step. And in fact, they're escalating the plan. COVID has escalated the plans, escalated 2030 by a couple
of years. It's a forced jumping of the train onto their tracks.
Exactly. And, you know, they're getting us used to living in these, like, smaller communities and everything. Even notice that a couple months ago, they're trying harder and harder to tie COVID into sustainable development goals and climate change.
And they say it's good for the earth. Right. Actually, COVID's helping lower carbon right now. Oh, my God.
And you see it. You see these articles coming out. And they're so ridiculous, I have to laugh at them as saying,
well, they sound like Hitler wrote them. Because if you know the goal, I mean, this is what Nazis dream of. This is like...
Yeah. And they say the desperation of their ability to tie it in, they say, oh, because of COVID, you should no longer eat meat. You know, we should all be vegans. Like, what? How does that tie into COVID? Because of COVID, you should consume less. And somehow you should be eating less and you should be pushed into smaller cities.
Well, they don't want you eating meat because it's been proven that it makes your brain more healthy, higher IQ. I mean, that's why Homo sapiens got so powerful, is the eating meat. Right. Sure, is it cruel? Is some of it done wrong? Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for the animals? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We are a alpha predator. Too. You take meat away, we're little gibbering idiots.
Yeah, exactly. And if you watch this Industrial Revolution show, if you like go to YouTube and you say, you know, what is the fourth industrial revolution by the World Economic Forum? It's a creepy 10-minute video that literally says that, you know, we're
well, here's the thing. You get to that, but like most apes have very low, I'm not saying we're apes, but the things weren't. They have very low IQs. It's the ones that eat meat that suddenly grow huge craniums and get smart.
Right.
The meat is the fuels. Fish oil is even better than meat.
Yeah.
So we could, like, literally cut out meat and just eat fish oil. We'd be even smarter. But
and then you have the fluoride, you know, covering the pineal gland.
Exactly. Keep going. I'm interrupting.
Yeah, yeah. No. And then so it says we're trying to blur the lines between human and machine. We want to put so much technology in you that you don't know that.
And then the machines have rights that the guild gives it.
Exactly.
Then you're outvoted.
Then you're owned, right? You're owned by something. And they also say in this creepy fourth industrial revolution, so they want to blur the lines between human and technology. They want to.
No, look, you're on fire. For the next two segments, I'm going to shut up. Start over with your whole thing.
Okay. They want to change the concept. So they make it that change the concept of what it means to be a human being. What it means to be a human being is going to be changed by who? By Bill Gates and these vaccines and these elites, right? They're going to tell us what it means to be a human being. And they're going to make us so high tech that we're not going to know the difference between human and machine. Then what they're telling us is because it's so scary to have free thoughts right now, because it's not very safe to have free thoughts, they're going to hijack our brain, hijack our free thoughts, and then give us a safe space via some sort of a digital something they put in us, a digital chip. And they're going to tell us and create the safe space for us so that we can think creative thoughts and diverse.
They're
going to
give us the fake interface in front of our consciousness.
Exactly. And people are so dumb, just like a Brave New World. They're going to say, oh, well, we have free speech. They're giving us the free speech. They're giving us the safe space. Meanwhile, they're monitoring everything. They're also, a lot of this contact tracing is thought policing. And it's like what they're trying to do is do the Minority Report crime prediction as well. So they're going to take our DNA. This is why I refuse to get tested, even if I'm on my deathbed. They're going to take that DNA and they're going to do something nefarious with all the contact tracing. And they even said, again, they say this stuff. It's not conspiracy. They say it. They say if we now have the right to, because you've been tested, because you are in the system, we have the right to remove you or your children from your home. If you start coughing, if we notice that you have any kind of symptoms whatsoever, I mean, if that's not literally like child trafficking, like legalized kidnapping, I don't know what is, but people are so shallow, they refuse to actually see it. You know, you see like the prime minister of Ireland saying that we have people in Ventura. I mean, this is happening in the U.S. This isn't anything, you know, just international anymore. So this is what's crazy, but this is not in the near future. It's happening right now. Right, Alex?
And notice massive censorship has come in right at the same time to suppress it all, including medical doctors being censored. I mean, this is, we're here. We're not going into Orwellville. It's here.
It's all about global tyranny. It's all about global tyranny. I smelled it from the first time that they announced coronavirus. And I knew Trump knew it, too. I know Trump knows this, too. And I think he's waiting to expose it all at the right time. But I worry that it's going to be too late because these systems were already being placed. And then we got Bill Gates saying he's going to reimagine the school system, right? That's like saying, like, putting Jeffrey Epstein in charge of reimagining the adoption system. That doesn't work that way. And people just give their power right to these elites. It's nuts.
And he always said, it's not that we support the unions or the teachers or any of that. They're corrupt. They're the chumps. They already got to sell out education, so we would not accept it, so we wouldn't want it.
Exactly.
So they've already destroyed it. And then Bill Gates says, I want virtual learning 10 years ago. I've got a plan. And now here comes COVID, and they're all acquiescing to it.
Yeah.
And now paying him and Google for it.
Right. And people act like these plans were just rolled out. Oh, we just created this plan over the weekend. Oh, my God, just because of COVID. No, these plans have been in place for decades.
That's how I can say 8 months ago, they're going to have the vaccine by the fall, and now they do.
Yeah, of course. And 3 years, it's going to be 3 years. No, I knew from the beginning it wasn't going to be 3 years. Come on now. It's going to be, you know, a couple months. Fauci, they all had this rolled out. And people are so dumb. And they're going to be lining up to get this silly vaccine. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if I would want to talk to friends anymore if they literally got...
Well, then they admit, oh, by the way, it doesn't protect you. So there'll be experiments. We're going to take up to 5 a year to see what works.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm a guinea pig. Yeah. Save me from COVID. That kills 25 times less than what they said,
right,
with the fraudulent numbers.
Right. And they even say that once we get a vaccine, guess what all the articles are saying now? You're still going to have to wear a mask and social distancing. Oh, don't you think that you're going to get back to...
No. They never give up. This is their move. They're never going to give up the power they grabbed.
Right.
Everyone thinking, I'm a hero, I'm wearing a mask. You have greased your own. I mean, they admit the economy's already irrevocably destroyed. All the blue cities have fallen. You go, oh, they're idiots. No. They're imploding the refugees into the other areas to implode that.
Exactly.
To then dictate the capitulation.
And when you see the DNC this week, it's so creepy and dystopian. You know, it's depressing to watch these.
Because these are the slaves of this anti-human spirit.
Yeah.
We go, it's easy to beat them. No. Mm-hmm. That the enemy has those people.
Right.
You're like, oh, look, they're weak. And you think, I can beat them. No. No, that's a zombie force. That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of power.
It is. And you look at all these Zoom digital people superimposed to these rallies last night, quote unquote rallies, in these sports stadiums.
Turns out that's fake, too. Going like,
future that they're telling.
Because they're afraid to bring real crowds in, because we're going to say, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Arrest Fauci, arrest Gates.
Yes.
They know their own people. Listen, on the Austin Police Department. And all the other, we all know what's going on because they're humans. They're against it.
Yeah.
They give us all the intel. They know we're real.
That's right.
That's why they have to do this and cut everybody off, because they know there's a human rebellion against this unhuman whatever it is. We'll be right back.
Cyborg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.